The open estuary was tantalisingly near, and now, with the little, now large, sea dragon's help, I managed to flip-flop it down right to the edge of the water. What kind of day is it with you? Is the sea crashing against the barrage? Or is it calm and clear like a sheet of glass? Well, as me and the little dragon looked out to sea, I realised that beyond the islands to the east, the sun was beginning to rise. The long night was at an end. But the water in the estuary was looking very dangerous indeed. It was smashing and crashing about, and the seagulls were wheeling overhead as the sun rose. There are strong currents out there in the Bristol Channel. The sea dragon was looking a bit worried too. "I'm not sure it's a good idea for you to go right now," I told it. "You might get swept away." But I was also worried that soon it was going to be morning properly, and my mum would be awake and she'd be looking for me. And then people would come to the bay and the dragon would not be safely hidden in the water but out here in plain sight. I could see that the dragon was steeling itself, ready to plunge into the wild water, but just before it did, I heard a sound. It was a sound of sniffing. And then came a sort of wailing, crying sound. Down there, by the sea, sitting on that rock, was a mermaid. She was crying her heart out. "Excuse me," I said. "Can we help you?"
"No one can help me," she said. "I'm just so lonely."
She wiped her eyes on the back of her hand and then she sniffed again and blew her nose on a piece of her long green hair.
"You're a human being," she said to me. "How can you see me? I'm invisible to humans."
"I have no idea," I said, "but it isn't the strangest thing that's happened to me tonight. It's probably to do with my friend here," and I pointed at the sea dragon. The mermaid's eyes got very, very big.
"Where did you find it?" she said.
"In the bay," I told her. "I've taken it here so it can cross back over to the islands where it belongs, but the water's so rough and I'm worried it's going to be swept away." The mermaid swept her long green hair from her face and she crept closer to us. She reached out a hand to the sea dragon and it sniffed her happily.
"It's a guardian," she said.
"It guards the islands, because the islands are not of this world, but the other world. It must have got lost somehow. Don't you know what this means?" I shook my head. "I'm lonely because I too come from the islands," the mermaid said, "but I haven't been able to cross back to my world. But with the sea dragon, I'll be able to. We can go together. Both of us. We can go home." "Do you think you'll be able to swim all the way safely?" I asked doubtfully, looking at the churning water. "Swim," the mermaid said, and suddenly she dived from her rock into the swirling sea. She leapt out of the water like a dolphin, doing dips and tricks, and I realised that, of course, she was going to be fine. And so was my little sea dragon. I bent down. And I helped the sea dragon flop its way to the very edge of the water. It raised its head and it blew salty water from its nostrils into my face. "Goodbye," I said, feeling very sad all of a sudden. "And good luck. Maybe one day I can come to the islands and visit you." It squeaked and splashed its tail. I think it meant yes. And then, with one final look, from its big dark eyes, the little sea dragon disappeared into the waves. I saw it swim to the mermaid and she took it by its spiny back and then they swam together in a clear, straight line towards the islands. I watched them for as long as I could. Maybe you can see the islands today. Or maybe they've disappeared into the mist. They're not always there, you see. They're not from this world. They're from the other. And finally, when I could see nothing more, I turned and I made my way back home. I'm going to have to explain to my mum why her best shopping bag is full of scales and seaweed, but I think she'll understand. I think she'll be proud of me. I don't know what happened when the sea dragon and the mermaid reached the islands of summer. I haven't quite been able to go there and visit them yet. But maybe one day I will. Maybe you will too. Until that time, we'll have to imagine what it's like there.